Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Seed Swap is our focus today. Seed Swap Day is coming up on January 26th. We're going to get into all of that and talk about just some outdoor stuff and master gardeners and things like that. Guy Mussey is here, the Stafford Extension agent. Guy, it's good to have you back. Good morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Ted.
Always good to have you here. And Karen Brace is back this morning. Karen, always good to have you.
Thanks, Ted. Good morning.
Karen, you were the one now coming up on, I guess it was 3 years ago. We first talked right before the first seed swap. I had never heard of a seed swap and was very... I just didn't know what to think about it. And you sold me on it. You are just a terrific salesman for this. We talked about it over the phone, and since then we have done shows. This is really a fantastic day and a great event.
It is, and it grows every year. It started off where me and some of the members of my Master Gardener Association really saw the need to have a seed swap like this. I mean, seeds have been valued in culture for thousands and thousands of years. They used to be used as, money, basically. They were swapped. They were commodities. People used them for food, but they were also, very, very important to a lot of different cultures. And I think over the years, we have had sort of a tendency to not place as much of a value on a seed, on seeds. You want to have a garden, so you go to the store and you buy a little packet of seeds and you put them in the ground, which is great, and I hope everybody does that. But the seed swap itself is an event that is so much more. It's a way for members of the community to get together and network, and it's also a way to go home with some really cool stuff because you bring seeds that you've collected yourself or that you have laying around. You can bring cuttings, you can bring gardening supplies and books and things that are gardening related that you just don't need anymore. Bring it, swap it, look around, and hopefully go home with some new seeds of a plant that you've always wanted to try, or some gardening books or some good gardening goodies.
Well, and this is the kind of thing, too, I would think, Karen, that you've got all kinds of different people with different experience in years.
Absolutely.
And if I've only been doing this a few years, or maybe I never have done it and want to get into it, this is a good way to learn from people who have.
Absolutely. There will be, as there has been in years past, there will be a Master Gardener table where you can, bring a plant or bring a question and talk to master gardeners who are on hand. We also have three really good speakers again this year. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot going on throughout the course of the day.
We'll get into that in just a second. The third annual seed swap is January the 26th. New location this year. The first couple of years you were at the downtown library.
Right.
You're in Stafford this year at the Rouser Building.
Right. The Rouser Building up on Jeff Davis Highway is actually the extension office. It's a great space. There's a lot of free parking. We were not able to book the downtown library this year. There was just a scheduling conflict, so we're trying out the new location. We're going to give it a shot and see how it goes. I hope people make the little 6-mile trek outside of Fredericksburg.
It's not that much farther.
No, it's not too far.
You just go up Route 1. If you're headed Route 1, it's on the left-hand side there. If you get to the courthouse, you've gone too far.
Right.
Just turn around. It's the Log Cabin Restaurant, isn't that?
Yes, right before that.
Yeah, it's
turn in right there.
Yep, it's right there in the Rappahannock Regional Jail. is back there too.
Yes, it is.
It's all in that location. And I didn't realize, Guy, that that's where I know there are county offices there, and I know of several people who work there, but I didn't realize that the extension office was there.
Yeah, there's several. The senior center, Parks and Rec is there, and the Environmental Health Department, the state is right across the hall from us.
Boy, I've been in a time warp. I've lost time because I remember. I think didn't the extension office. And you can probably say, yeah, 25 years ago. It was like over in Chatham Heights or something.
Yes, exactly. But it's been a while. I'm not quite 25, but it's over 15 years we've moved.
Wow. Because if you'd said to me, come on by the office sometime, I would have been over there looking around saying, I know it was over here somewhere.
No, we moved.
So you've got to be excited as the extension agent around here that something like this. I mean, this just... people get just gain knowledge on something like a seed swap.
Absolutely, and it's really the master gardeners that I train. During the year we have a master gardener course in the fall, and we get people from all walks of life and all different interests, and they really expand my programming by doing things like this. And there's all kinds of programs in schools and garden clubs and, speaking engagements and all that really help. We have plant clinics on off hours to really get out to the people. So it really is a great thing when the master gardeners take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and do these programs. Yes.
So I guess at one point, was Karen your student?
Yes. She's a master gardener, and she was indeed.
You don't have to laugh about it.
There are so many questions I have about Karen as a student.
Oh, God.
You don't want to know.
No, I don't think I do.
That's not for on air, Ted.
the master gardener program, I mean, I know a lot of people have taken it. And
yes.
The master gardeners in this area really give back.
Absolutely. I've trained over 300 some since I've came here, master gardeners. Like I said, we do the course every year. And then there's a give back for the master gardeners. They have to do 50 hours of volunteer work in a program, a VCE approved program, which is essentially our mission is education. Mm-hmm. Get it to everyone out. And it's anywhere from gardening to, there's my area is horticulture, but there are other areas in there. There's 4-H, which is child development, and there's FCS, which is family consumer sciences. So we try to reach out to everyone.
And I guess people decide to become master gardeners. Everybody has their own reason for, wanting to pursue that.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. When I do a question in the class, I usually do it. I didn't this year. But I'll ask everybody, why are you taking this and what's your background? I mean, I've had, presidents of companies, of major corporations, generals have taken it.
Hmm.
And then just regular people out there that just want to learn more. So, yes, it reaches everybody.
How involved is the course, or describe what the course is like?
Well, it's about 60-some hours, about 60 hours of work. We meet twice a week for 3 hours. Each day, Monday, usually it's been Tuesday, Thursday mornings, and that goes from mid-September, and we try to finish up before Thanksgiving. And we touch all kinds of subjects, soils and fertilizer and plants and pruning and planting and insects, yes, insect pests and plant diseases. And then we try to get into some environmental stuff, integrated pest management and, with the pesticides and all. Composting, I mean, there's just a plethora of information out there. And let me just say this, Ted. It is a daytime, and it does require some volunteers. So I've had requests, a few years ago, from people that work every day and can't do it but want more knowledge. So I do a horticultural class for the gardening novice Thursday evenings in the spring, which is sort of a mini master gardener program without any volunteer requirement to it.
Okay. Have you set up dates for that for this year yet?
I don't have exact dates, but it's starts in April and it goes through May. It's 8 consecutive Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay. If someone wants to get information on that?
They can give our office a call, 540-658-8000.
Okay. That's a good information to know. Karen, when you were looking at this, what got you, when did you decide that, hey, I think I want to become a master gardener?
Pretty much. much when I moved down to Falmouth on 12 acres and realized, wow, I'm in trouble. It's just a great way to learn about a lot of different things. And, I wanted to do something where I was getting more involved in the community. That was basically it.
We're talking about Seed Swap, Master Gardeners, and all things dealing with plants and things this morning. Karen Brace here. Guy Mussey is here. Seed Swap Day is on the 26th. It's at the Rouser Building this year, Route 1 in Stafford, and it's from 10 to 3. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Guy Mussey here this morning from the Stafford Extension Office. Karen Brace is here. She's a master gardener, among other things. And we're talking about the third annual seed swap and just some outdoor things going on. Again, the seed swap is January the 26th from 10 to 3 at the Rouser Building on Route 1 in Stafford. It's free, Karen.
It is.
So that's another nice thing about this. And just... I'm hoping that this year I'll be around and can come to it because I have never come to a seed swap, but it looks like you remember the first year you were like, we'll see how many people come, and apparently people have come.
Absolutely. It was really well attended the first year. It was even better attended last year as word gets out. So thank you again for having us here today to get the word out. And each year it gets a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger. As I mentioned, we do have three really good speakers. So it is free. It's open to the public. So, I hope that everybody can come on out. It's going to be probably really cold. So I always like to think of it as a day of spring in the middle of winter.
Oh, I know. No, the fact that we're having this conversation and there may be a snowstorm coming, I thought this is the perfect thing to talk about, seeds and spring and things coming up. Again, the Seed Swap Day is January 26th. It's a Saturday, 10 to 3 at the Rouser Building on Route 1 in Stafford. Guy Mussey here with the Stafford Extension Office. I know, Guy, that you do just a number of real – I mean, you deal – no 2 days are the same for you because you're dealing with a lot of things.
Absolutely. Not only do we do educational programs for the general public, we do pesticide recertification for commercial and private applicators. But we do a lot of the time during the growing season, I do diagnostics. People call in, bring in problems and have different issues anywhere from their trees to their turf to their gardens to insects in their house. I deal with all of that.
The giant hogwood plant.
Hogweed
plant, yes. It's been something I know that's last summer we started hearing about that.
Yes, and my phone was constantly ringing over the season with calls about it. And every call I've had, it's been over two dozen calls, were false alarms, of course. The giant hogweed is in Virginia. There's been about three sites where it's been found, and those sites, they've been planted. As an ornamental, believe it or not. I don't know who planted them or what they used to plant them because they're very, very toxic to your skin. But it, as far as I know, at this point, it has really not escaped. And so all the sightings I had in the Fredericksburg area, Spotsylvania, Stafford, have been false alarms.
It's the kind of thing that I know. If you get it on you, and if you're exposed to the sun, will you get a rash or something?
Yes, there are furocumarins, I think they're called. These are chemicals that do react with the sun and can cause a lot of damage and even blindness. So it is a serious problem or a serious weed that you want to take seriously. But at this time, at least, we have not found anything in our area.
What Northern Virginia is as far as it's gotten around.
Yes, at this time, yes.
Boy, that I guess you deal with a lot of this kind of thing of where things you find things that are some of these invasive plants that are coming in.
Absolutely, and I get calls all the time, not just for that. Actually, this summer I someone called me and sent me some pictures, and it was they had a wild mango growing back in their yard, and they thought it was giant hogweed. But I get a lot of questions, not just from that, obviously, but from various issues. People bring in little insects and want to know if they're termites or bed bugs or what have you as well. So, yeah, I get the gamut.
The things like the giant hogweed, I guess, I mean, for it to get into, you know, any area, I mean somebody's planting them.
Well, this is probably years ago. I mean, the plantings that they found are older plantings in landscape situations, cultured situations.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and they do have seeds, and they can, do that, but they haven't done that at that point. They haven't escaped at this point that I know of.
Well, besides things like that, we tend to so much look at our area, Guy, as being, you know, we're with all the building and all in all the growth, but there still are. You go around Stafford, Spotsylvania, and especially two areas with high growth. There's a lot of rural areas still around here.
Oh yeah, you don't have to go far out of Fredericksburg to be into wooded environments and farm locations. We have an extension agent. Well, they're going to be hiring an extension agent in Spotsylvania that will be really geared towards animal science because of all the farms and
okay.
So yeah, you get into Caroline County and it's mostly crops and soils.
Did all the rain we get and all the water and all, did that create any new issues for you?
Well, you know, that's funny you should say that, because indeed it does affect the plants, and I've had a lot of calls with various plant diseases. Usually most plant diseases are fungal diseases which need free water. So when we get a lot of rain, a lot of plants have problems with that. And I get calls all the time about this issue or that issue. And a lot of times it is because of the rain, yes.
Interesting. But because it was such a different kind of year last year because of all the rain we got.
Unbelievable. I don't know how anybody grew anything in all that rain.
Well, yeah. That's because usually for us the growing season, you really start running into problems when you get to July and August.
That's a lot of times when they show up, exactly. So the diseases can be infectious during the spring when we get a lot of the rains, and then later on with the hot weather, that instigates the problem, and that's when you see the symptoms. The plants start to spot up or die. And by that time, it's too late to do anything. So, yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Guy Mussey here. He's the extension agent in Stafford. And I guess you gave the number 658-8000. Is that the number?
540-658-8000 is our office number.
Is the office number. And I guess if you've got issues or questions you don't know, that's what you're here for.
Yeah. I had a guy just this week bring in some boxwood that was having troubles, and I asked him I said, well, it's kind of hard to diagnose in the middle of the winter because nothing's growing, but maybe bring it in the spring.
Yeah. I was wondering about that because I thought this time of year, there's only so much you can do this time of year when everything is like it is.
Well, certainly, yes. We still do a lot of education, a lot of programming, but the diagnostics goes down a little bit, yeah.
Well, I guess one of the things, for people that aren't aware that you are here and you do all this education, whether it's the Master Gardeners or, you know, the way you talked about the program that you offer in the spring at night for people that want to learn more. There's a lot of education and a lot of programming that you offer.
Absolutely. And it's not just me. It's the other agents in the office. But we always say, and we're not proud of it, but we're one of the best kept secrets. I mean, we are a government agency. We're with Virginia Tech. And essentially, we're there to bring the information and the research from the universities to the people, the general public, to help them with whatever problems they have.
Again, your office itself is right up there in the Rouser Building, where the seed swap.
That's right.
Is going to be taking place. Karen, you talked a few minutes ago talking about the seed swap on the day that you've got the three lectures and pretty interesting topics that these people are going to be talking about.
Right. The first one, of course, the seed swap goes from 10 to 3. The first one is at 10:30. Wanda Johnson, who is the Associate Extension Specialist, VCA, she's down at Virginia Tech. She is coming up that morning to talk to us on native fruits and vegetables. And I had the opportunity to see and to hear Wanda speak, do a lecture last year, and she is absolutely phenomenal. I am hoping she does her same setup that she did last year with all of these just beautiful native fruits and vegetables. She had, you know, nuts and just everything all set up. It was a gorgeous display, so I'm hoping she's able to do that. So she will be speaking from 10:30 till probably about 11:30. Then at 12:30, one of my absolute favorite garden speakers will be back, David Ruse. He is a landscape designer and does about a million other things out of the plains in Virginia. He's going to talk to us about spring cleanup, some things that that you should do for spring cleanup. And then at 2 o'clock, Master Gardener, one of our very own Master Gardeners, Pat Riley, is going to do a lecture on gardening with our infamous Virginia clay.
Interesting. What can be done with our infamous Virginia clay?
I guess you're just going to have to come listen to Pat.
I have my backyard has a lot of that infamous Virginia clay.
Everybody's backyard has a lot of, yes. And some people love it. It does have really, really good qualities.
It does?
It does. And she is going to tell you all about them.
I can't get, it's because of that infamous Virginia clay that I have a tough time with any kind of grass seed.
Yeah. Basically, the key is, without doing a spoiler alert, the key is to amend. A lot of compost, a lot of natural materials, things like that. Help break it up a little bit. Because as you know, when our Virginia clay gets dry, you have Virginia concrete. Mm-hmm. And there's very little that you can do with it. So bottom line is you just have to mix in a lot of other, which is why I hate to see, Guy, back me up on this, I hate to see people bagging their leaves in the fall. Mulch them, mm-hmm. you know, get them into the grass. It's organic material.
It's interesting you would be talking about your lawn, Ted, because I do a program called Smart Green Lawns. And for a nominal fee, you would fill out an enrollment form. I've sent trained master gardeners to go out to your house, measure your lawn, take soil samples, take pictures, and do an evaluation. And then I write a four or five page report individualized for you and what you need to do to get your lawn growing. And that could be anywhere from complete renovation, meaning adding topsoil or, lime to sweeten the soil a little bit. But there is a program that I do every year called Smart Green Lawns for those that have trouble with their lawns.
You would do that for me, Guy? You would write a report.
I would do that for a nominal fee.
Well, right, exactly. That's you would do that. I did not know that existed because I think a lot of people would be interested in that because I know in my case it's just been over the years just trial and error, and I'm tired of that.
Well, I just started it a few years ago, and I have written probably over 150 some reports, and it's not just to get a good lawn, but it's also environmentally responsible because people are always fertilizing and putting things down that they don't need to. This gives you exactly what you need to do and what you have to do. So, yes, it's a good program.
We'll talk a little bit more about that and jump into some other things when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Guy Mussey, Karen Brace here this morning. We're talking master gardeners and outside and seed swap things. And we will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:32.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk. Done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Karen Bryce and Guy Mussey in this morning. Guy's the Stafford Extension agent. Karen does a lot of things, and one of the things is Master Gardeners and the seed swap. And we will, before we get out of here this morning, we again will talk about the third annual seed swap coming up on January 26th, 10 to 3 at the Rouser Building on Route 1 in Stafford. It is free. And as Guy was just talking, Karen, a few minutes ago about just the Master Gardener program he has. You're one of the people who went through the program, and all of you Master Gardeners have a little group around here, and not only giving back to the community, you have meetings and all kinds of things.
Right. So the first step in the process, as Guy mentioned, is to go through the Master Gardener course. Once you do that, there is a volunteer requirement. The first year, I think it was 50 hours, and then every year after that is 8 hours of continuing education per year and 20 hours of volunteer service. Now, I belong to the Master Gardener Association of the Central Rappahannock Area, MACRA for short, and we do a lot of community events. And we also have our general meetings that are free and open to the public. They are usually the third Wednesday of every month. The location varies. Sometimes it's at the central library downstairs, sometimes or in the basement. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, you know, at various libraries and areas around. But every Master Gardener general meeting, there is a speaker. And these, like I said, are free and open to the public, so anybody can show up. Just some of the topics slated for 2019. There's going to be a primer on pruning. There's Barbara Ellison is going to speak in May on plant photography. There's going to be a talk on fairy gardens in June, vermiculture in July, talking about sprucing up your lawn and lawn care in August, planting daffodils in September. And another event that we have every year that's really, really growing along with the seed swap is our spring symposium. Last year, it was at Gary Melcher's house, Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's going to be there as well. There is a fantastic lineup of speakers talking about the theme this year is Wild About Natives. So there's going to be speakers talking on the diversity in the native garden, benefits of using natural grasses and wildlife habitats, the color of native plants, you know, using that palette in your gardens. There is a fee for that for MAGRA members and Friends of Belmont. It's $50. And for all others, it's $60. It's an all-day thing. Lunch is provided. And again, you know, it's a great way to network with your fellow gardeners and to listen to some really, really good speakers. That's April 13th from 8:30 to 3:30, again, at Gary Melcher's home and studio. And there's also, I believe, a tour of the studio is included.
Okay.
In that.
What a great way, though. I mean, there are just a number of ways here to learn about some things. None of us can just sit around and just go, I don't know, my lawn won't grow, or I've got, you know, this or that. There are a lot of tools really available here.
So if anybody wants more information, you can go to the Master Gardener Association. It's mgacra.org.
mgacra.org.
Yes, mgacra.org.
And so I guess and that's where you can find out when these meetings are in the different topics.
Right, the entire schedule is posted. During the winter, we usually have meetings at 1 o'clock. And then during the summer, they're usually at 7 o'clock. And in addition to those, there's also a lot of other events. We have our fourth Tuesday talks. Usually at Salem Church Library, of course, all year long. Well, starting in the, I don't know when the spring, the plant clinics start.
Different times.
You know.
Plant clinics, yeah.
Yep, all the plant clinics you see at the farmer's market and various other locations. So there's a lot of activities that the Master Gardeners are involved in throughout the year.
I was to one meeting last year, and just a wide variety of ages. You had some younger, some older, but really a lot of different ages. I expected everyone to be, I thought this will be just a lot of people who've retired, and it was not at all.
Right. And actually, the most important meeting that I forgot to mention
yes.
is actually next weekend, or next week, January 16th. It's going to be at Howell Library, where our very own Guy Mussey is going to be fielding just random questions. It's just going to be a Q&A. So again, free and open to the public. If you have a question about anything plant gardening related, it's a great forum to just, you know, show up and pepper Guy with questions.
And Guy, I went to the one last year. I'm going to come again next week just to hear you and put a microphone on you and all of that and do something with it. But I was amazed at those kind of situations. I mean, you the wide variety of questions, and you know, you had an answer for them.
Well, I try to, Ted. But, you know, I've learned so much more from experience than I have from college. So, you know, as old as I am now, you build up a little bit.
Well, one of the things, and it turns out it's kind of a myth, but I you hear it all the time, especially in this cold weather. We'll have sustained cold, and I've been one of the people that have said, well, one of the things, at least a silver lining, is we're not going to have as many bugs this summer because of this cold weather. I'm sure I've said that because you hear it. And I'm sure I've thought, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It does make sense, but
it's not true. Right.
And I get that question all the time. I'll be out in the general public and I'll hear someone trying to put a good spin on the cold weather and, oh, we'll have less bugs. And I cringe. You know, I have a background in entomology. And I just tell people, let me tell you, those bugs that live in the temperate zone are just as better acclimated than humans are, and they can get through these cold winters. There are a few that will, the colder will suffer, those that overwinter as adults, but most of our insects, our indigenous insects, overwinter in the egg stage or the pupal stage. And that allows them to get through the real cold temperatures. The ones that overwinter as adults, which you could think of pretty quickly, ladybugs, stink bugs, they try to get into your house. So all in all, most of the insects are going to be quite fine through our cold winters.
So they're finding places. So that's why when we do get some of the warm weather, you know, after in the spring as things start to warm up, some of these bugs all of a sudden start coming
absolutely
out.
They go into what we call diapause. That's a fancy term for dormancy, and that's to allow them not to break or to wake up in the middle of the winter if we have a warm spell. If they would start to become active, there'd be no food, there'd be nothing around, and it would affect them. So they just stay dormant throughout the winter, and then when spring comes, they're up and they're ready to go and harass you again.
No, it makes sense. When I heard you explain that, I thought that makes sense because I think a lot of times some of us will think, well, I'll put up with this cold because then we won't have quite as many, you know, name your bug.
That's exactly right.
But it's not quite that easy. It seems like in recent years, or at least around my house, you see more stink bugs. Are they?
Well, there's actually an invasive right now called the brown marmorated stink bug. You know, we've had our common green and brown stink bugs for years that eat our plants and our gardens. But the marmorated does not have many natural enemies, and the numbers have just exploded. So that's probably what you're seeing.
Are there typical questions that you seem to get certain times of the year, all the time, or you mean, you know, especially in the spring? Are there the things that you routinely deal with?
You get a series of questions depending on time of year. You know, so in the spring when things are just coming out and their spruce trees are turning brown, I get questions on that. There are spots on their red tip. These usually things happen in the spring. And then as the temperatures heat up and there's other issues with lawns, I mean, you know, Virginia is in that transition zone. So you really can't grow a good lawn right here.
Yeah.
It gets too hot for Kentucky bluegrass and too cold for your warm season grasses like Bermuda or Zoysia. And so there's always problems with that. Yeah.
I heard you talk about that last year, and I had never thought about that we really are You go just a few hours, a little more than a few hours south, and it is much warmer than it is here.
Yeah, I've lived both in Pennsylvania and Florida. And, you know, in Pennsylvania, everything goes dormant for the winter.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have that struggle. Down in Florida, obviously, we don't have the cold temperatures. So we're right in that zone where everything goes wrong.
540-658-8000 is the number for the Stafford Extension office. And you can get a hold of Guy Mussey and find out just all the different number of different programs that that he has going on. And we'll talk about those, too, in case you missed that at the beginning of the show. And when we come back, we also will talk again about the Seed Swap Day and how you can get involved in that and get involved with Master Gardeners in the area. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Guy Mussey, Karen Brace here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Karen Brace and Guy Mussey here this morning as we talk about outside stuff, I guess, is the best way to describe it. The Seed Swap is coming up on January 26th, National Seed Swap Day. It's from 10 to 3 at the Rouser Building. That's on Route 1 in Stafford as you head north before the courthouse in Stafford. And, Karen, this is just a really, really, really cool day. You can bring you described it earlier. You can bring seeds, plants, cuttings, tools, books, magazines, flower pots. I guess anything related to seeds and gardening, and if you've got some things that you want to exchange and talk about, bring it.
Exactly. Usually what people do is they go through their potting sheds and their homes, and, you know, I personally have some gardening books that I don't look at as much as I should, so I'm going to bring those. And usually what happens is you bring a box of things to donate, and you go home with two boxes of things that, you know, you think you need. But, you know, it's great. It's we have a little table set up with, you know, there's going to be a books and magazine table. There is a table where all sorts of miscellaneous things just sort of land. There's, like I mentioned, the Master Gardener table where you can get more information on how to become a Master Gardener. But you can also talk to Master Gardeners about, hey, I have a problem with XYZ. What should I do? There's going to be great speakers. So it should just be, it's usually sort of a whirlwind of activity, but it should be a good time.
A lot more than just seeds.
Right. Yeah, right.
And if you don't have seeds to bring, there are going, you know, we have a lot of donations. Heart Seed Company donates seeds. Andy at Roxbury Farm and Garden has donated a lot of seeds this year. So if you don't have your own seeds to bring, don't worry. Still show up, still participate in the fun day. You can still hear the speakers and grab some great stuff.
Yeah, are there any rules as far as the seeds go?
Yes, we don't want any obviously non-native, invasive, or noxious species. And if you actually go on the Master Gardener website that I mentioned earlier, magra.org, there's a list posted there of what we would prefer you not to bring.
Including giant hogweed seeds.
Yeah, you've had
Please
enough
no
of that.
Giant hogweeds.
You have had enough of that. I guess that's kind of like the, you know, some of these invasive fish things that you have to deal with.
It can be terrifying, yeah.
So you do want to keep those kind of things out. Again, it is January the 26th from 10 to 3 at the Rouser Building. And if you've never been to the Rouser Building, it's got a lot of history. That particular building has history and a lot
Very
of things
nice.
There.
Yes.
That's also the Rouser Building, the home to Guy Mussey and the Stafford Extension office. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, you do Master Gardener classes in the fall. You do a class at night in the spring for people that want to just learn some of the concepts.
We do lots of classes. And again, as I said before, we do a lot of diagnostics. So if you have your problems, with anything dealing with gardening or insects or issues like that, bring them into the office. If I can identify or help you, we have specialists on campus that we will send samples to, and they will get us answers.
That's one of the great things. You're tied in with Virginia Tech, and so you've got places.
Yes.
And I know you do. I know the extension office at Houston anyway. I mean, you'll analyze. You can analyze soil and those kind of things.
There's a soil testing lab. Now, there is a $10 minimal cost for the individuals, but you send that to that, and then they will send you a report. And if you have a hard time interpreting it, you can call me, and I'll help you with it.
You also will ID, you know, if I've got a plant, like you talked earlier, I mean, I guess you've done with the giant hogweed, but other things, if I've got something that I can't figure out what it
people
is.
People are always bringing me in samples of their plants. And I try to do my best to get them a good answer on what they're dealing with.
Yes. You mentioned it earlier. We didn't get into it much, but the whole idea of composting. A lot of people do it. I have my composting thing in the backyard that I'm always turning and adding to. But if you've got bad soil, that's a way to take care of things.
Organic matter of any type, but you know, compost is the best and the cheapest. Will improve your soil and would improve your turf or your garden as well. And I teach a whole class on composting. What I tell everybody, it's not rocket science. It's not that difficult, but it is. There's certain things you need to follow if you want to get good compost. Yes.
And Karen, as far as we talked about the master gardeners, you talked about just the meetings, and again, there'll be one on next Wednesday at the Howell Library at 1:00. But you meet every month, and lots of if you like the seed swap day, you're going to like the master gardeners.
Absolutely, it's a great group of people, and it's a great variety of topics. You know, if you're not interested in lawns or trees, we have lectures on fairy gardens and vermicomposting and all sorts of different things throughout the year. So I definitely encourage people to go to the website, magra.org, magacra.org, and look at the schedule of events and things that are going on this year.
The number for the Stafford Extension Office is 540-658-8000. Guy Mussey, Karen Brace, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Look forward to this. And this is the National Seed Swap Day again is the 26th from 10 to 3 at the Rouser Building in Stafford. Thank you both.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
That is it. We will see you Monday on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.